National Broadcasting Company's Grand Marquee. Grand Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. The National Broadcasting Company's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Tonight, the Grand Marquee announces an exciting story by Felicia Gazica entitled The Magic Wire, starring Jim Amici. And now, before the curtain rises, here's a greeting and a word of introduction from our star himself, Jim Amici.
Thank you, George Stone, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You've all been to the circus and watched the clowns, the acrobats, and the daredevils balancing and swinging over your head. And haven't you often wondered what kind of lives they lead when they take off their costumes and grease paint? Well, tonight's play is about a circus and a girl who carried a man's heart high into the air and across the big top with her on a thin wire.
It's a big day at the circus. The band is playing, the rings are full of performers, and the crowd is alive with the thrills and excitement of the greatest show on earth. Tom Wilson, the circus press agent, is watching the acts from one of the entrances when suddenly a familiar voice calls to him.
Tom Wilson.
Huh? Greg!
How are you, you broken-down press agent, you?
Greg Harris. Where have you been, fella?
We hit the garden yesterday. I've been tied up on that Kingston Khan story. Well, Tom, how are the acts this year?
Oh, best in the history of the circus. By the way, there's one going on right now that I don't want you to miss.
Oh, there's plenty of time. I want to walk around back here, if you don't mind, smelling this beautiful stink of the tan bark, getting acquainted with the animals again.
Not on your life. I want you to give this act a big write-up. It calls for repeats.
Oh, okay, Tom. Nothing to lose, I guess. Beg your pardon.
Hey, it's all right, Chen. It's all right. It's my fault.
Oh, you two ought to meet. Pete Hunt, the greatest clown in the business?
Yeah.
Gregory Harris, reporter on the Blade.
Hiya.
Hunt. Pete Hunt. Oh, sure, I remember reading about you in Billboard. You weren't with the circus last year, were you?
No, I joined to Tampa.
We're going over the entrance to catch the Valdez act. Come along.
Okay.
I'd like to do a story on you for the paper, Mr. Hunt.
No.
Watch out for this guy, Peter. He's nuts.
Circus crazy.
No.
Got a swell job on the Blade, but the minute the circus hits the garden, he goes nuts.
Well, you know how it is. Once you carry water for the elephants, you get the circus in your blood.
Hey, shut up. I want you to catch this act.
Hey, those guys are up there without any net.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness the most daring act ever presented in any circus. The fearless and fearless Valdez family, in the most death-defying balance ever attempted on the high wire. You will observe that they have between them and the ground, 65 long feet below them, nothing but a thin steel wire.
What do they do? All ride that bicycle?
No. Watch.
Hey, who's the girl?
She's the top mounter.
Their sister.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Miss Constancia Valdez, the little lady who laughs at death.
Why, she's beautiful.
Yes, not a lot of bunchy muscles like most acrobats.
You will now see the bicycle balance. Miss Valdez and her five brothers will all balance on one bicycle on the high wire.
Holy mackerel.
Impressed, huh?
Oh, what an act. Six of them on one bike and no net.
It's not merely an act, Greg. It's the greatest act in show business.
Watch how they break that stand. Greg, watch them get down from that wire.
Well, here I go from the walk around. Nice meet you, Mr. Greg.
Are you on now?
Yep, this is the big clown spot. Anything you do now makes the clown ramp.
Yeah, relief, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, Alice, so long. Well,
oh, he's great. He's been doing that same act for 40 years.
Say, Tom, who's the girl?
Where?
In the act, on the high wire.
Oh, I told you. Constancia Valdez, the sister.
Constancia?
Yeah. She was raised in a trunk. They all were. The Valdez outfit's an old circus family, well known on the continent.
Yeah? Well, even so, I can't help thinking she was scared up there.
Scared?
She didn't look down. Her brother's dead. She's scared.
No.
I'd like to find out.
She's not scared. You don't know that girl.
I'd like to. Very much.
Okay, Tony, if that's what you want, here she comes now with her brothers, all five of them. And they're all athletes, so be careful.
Don't be silly.
Trabajo bien hecho, hemos gustado.
Oh, yeah,
sir.
Sí,
sí, hemos gustado.
I really like you better than a
tail. Hey, Mario.
Sam, vámonos. ¿Cómo está? Good opening night, no?
Oh, you're always good, Mario.
Gracias, mil gracias.
A fellow here wants to meet you. This is Gregory Harris, reporter on the Evening Blade.
Hello.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. Wilson conocerlo. Pleased to meet you, senor.
I just caught your act out there. It was great. How about my doing a feature on you?
Oh, stop here.
Ah, mil gracias.
Nice of you.
How long have you been in this country?
Oh, let's see. 11 years ago. No. That's there. Oh, sissy, 12 years.
We speak Spanish. All we speak
Spanish. Oh, it's hablar más inglés.
Sure, that's right.
Absolutamente.
Oh, yes.
I told them they ought to speak more English.
Well, you speak enough for me. Look, Miss Valdez, what are you doing tonight? Would you like to go out with me? Something to eat? Oh, all of you. That is, I want all of you to come along.
Gracias. But I cannot.
No, not for them.
Well, Miss Valdez, just the two of us then. Maybe dance a little?
I don't dance.
Oh, come on. I'd like to write a story about you.
No es bueno salir por la noche cansarse.
Oh, he wouldn't make me tired, Eugenio.
Well, what do you say, fellas? How about it?
Well, but you take good care of her, senor. She's the only sister we got.
Sure you don't want to dance, Miss Valdez?
No, thanks.
I want to thank you for coming with me tonight.
Oh, no. I've never been in a nightclub before.
No kidding? You know, it's a pretty big thing for an ordinary hack like me to be dining here with an artist like you.
Oh, you're making fun of me now.
No. You see, I've always been crazy about circuses. Sort of childish, maybe, but that's the way it is.
Then it isn't me.
Oh, but it is. It's you. Up there in that wire, standing there alone, with the spotlight shining.
All right.
How does it feel? I mean, how does it really feel to be up there in danger of losing your life?
We don't think about it. After all, my brothers and I are used to the work. Our muscles are especially trained to it. We'd miss the danger if we didn't face it every day. I'm accustomed
to... Tom Wilson's a good publicity man. He already gave me that story. That isn't what I want to know.
I don't know what you mean.
How do you really feel? Honestly.
But I told you.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do?
No.
I'm going to keep asking you what it's like up there in that wire. I'm going to keep asking you until I find out. Darling, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
The reason I didn't see, I was watching Flukey over there. You know that lion and I are bosom pals? I've waited here for you so many nights. Now I can understand his every word. I mean, his every growl. Well, come on.
Oh, wait. Are you sure you want to take me out again? Seems I've taken enough of your time. I don't want to impose.
It's no imposition, not you. Oh, you look wonderful. Where'd you get that dress? And that hat. And those shoes. All new, aren't they?
We got paid today.
And you bought those things to go out with me tonight?
Yes?
Connie, no girl ever did that for me before in my whole life.
Constancia! Constancia!
Oh, it's Mario. Yes!
Good evening, Mario.
Mr. Harris, what do you want with my sister?
What?
Mario!
Mr. Hombre, te molesta. Non devi serlo.
Hable en inglés, Mario, for shame. I'm sorry, Grace.
Oh, it's all right. He only wants to look out for you.
You printed a story in the paper about Constancia last Sunday. It was a good story. Thank you very much.
But I want to get a better one.
Look, amigo, please. Our work is hard. It is delicate work.
What do you mean?
I mean, why do you not leave our sister alone?
Mario, I'm not a baby.
You are a big baby. Your life depends on us, on me, on Eugenio, Alvarez, Pablo, and Lucio.
Shh, don't get excited. I promise, Mario, when the circus leaves New York, it'll all be over.
Where do you go every night? What do you do?
Oh, Mario doesn't know how to dance and have fun.
You know, Constancia told me she couldn't dance, but she's wonderful. Very graceful.
She is, eh?
And we talk, have a bite of food, and something to drink.
Constancia, what do you drink?
Oh, orange juice.
What?
Orange juice.
Is it that?
That's all, Mario. Word of honor. But someday, the night the circus leaves, then so help me, it's going to be champagne. Yes, it's going to be champagne.
I've never had champagne before.
I don't have it very often. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Greg, you'll be sure to get me on that train in time.
Now, don't you worry.
My brother will scold me for not being there early, but it's the last night. I don't care.
I care that it's the last night. Constancian, tell me something.
All right, Greg.
Tell me, what do you really feel up there?
You mean up on the wire?
Yes.
I'll tell you. It's a secret. It's just for you.
All right, darling.
I feel wonderful up there. I feel away from everything that ever was. Just a silver line stretched out in the air. And I walk on it.
Yes?
And then I balance on my brother's shoulders and there's nobody. Just us kids. No people. No circus, no world. Nothing. I can't fall.
Is that the way your brothers feel?
I don't know. They're older and they don't talk. If they are afraid, sometimes they don't tell me. And I don't talk either. I just walk on a silver line. And after all, if you're not afraid, if you think of nothing, you just stay up there. In the air. Forever.
I see. And now that I've got your story, I couldn't print it. Nobody'd believe it.
What, Greg?
I said nobody'd believe how wonderful you are. How sweet. But I do. I believe it.
I've never had champagne before. I must be a little drunk to talk like this.
No, you're not. You're the most wonderful girl I've ever known.
Greg, I must miss that train.
I wish you would. You can't just go out of my life like this.
I have to, Greg. I'm with the circus.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Swing south to Pittsburgh and then up to Cleveland, Chicago, Louisville.
When will you get back toward New York?
Oh, Greg, I'm worried. I don't want to miss the train. I'd hate you if you made me miss it. It'd spoil our record. None of the Valdez family has ever missed a show.
Yeah, that's right. The show must go on.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Chicago, Louisville, Washington, Baltimore.
Joey ever used ammonia in a water pistol.
wonderful when he did a walk around with me.
I'll bet.
Well, look who's here.
Hiya, Tom.
Oh, hello, Greg. Come in. Come in.
Thank you. Now, you remember Greg Harris, don't you, Pete? New York?
Yeah. Hiya.
Glad to see you. What brings you to Baltimore, Greg? Story? No, I'm... Constantian. Where is she, Tom? You see her around, Pete?
Not for an hour. That's just the show's been over.
Pete and I were chewing over old times, Greg. Sit down. Sorry, Tom. I've got to see Connie.
Look, kid, I'll buy you a drink.
No.
And then you can get a train back to New York.
What do you mean?
Stay away from those brothers, kid. They didn't like it when you saw Connie in New York. They'll kill you.
Connie and I liked it.
Look, you gave her a play, now forget it.
I don't want to forget it, not at all.
You haven't fallen for that dame, have you?
She's not a dame, and it's none of your business.
Well, I don't get sore.
Well, hey, what's the matter? Am I poisoned all of a sudden, or what? What if I did want to marry Connie?
She'll never leave the circus.
What?
Listen, Mr. Harris, I don't mean to butt in, but, well, I like you.
Well, Pete, next to Connie, you're my favorite performer, too. But beyond that, I like you, too.
But Tom is right. Connie won't marry you.
Well, I think that's up to her to decide.
Well, what if she did? What would you do? Settle down someplace?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Everything, Mr. Harris. Look, I was born in the circus, too. It's in my blood, just like Connie's. Why, for 40 years, I've been hitting that sawdust.
40 years?
Yeah. People always are surprised at how old I am. Maybe it's the work that keeps me young. And for most of those 40 years, I've been doing the same stale walk-arounds and the same makeup. But it never gets stale to me or to the crowd. It's new in each new town. And that's what gets us. Once you're part of it, you just can't leave it. I never saw a real kinker who wanted to leave it yet. A home and kids. Well, they aren't for Connie. Why, if she left, she'd leave part of herself behind. Maybe her heart.
Greg, maybe you're just in love with the glamour of the circus, not Connie.
You two guys are the most favorite type fellas I know, but right now you're a couple of meddling maddies, and you're the ones who are in love with the so-called glamour.
Greg, now look, what...
If you know where Connie is and won't tell me, okay, I'll find her. If I have to climb up to the top of the tent, and that wouldn't look good.
All right, come on. I think I know where she is.
Fine. That's more like it.
Okay, but don't let anyone know I told you. Yeah, she's in there, getting a bite to eat.
You coming in?
Oh, no. If you cause any trouble, Greg, and the boss finds out I didn't kick your tail out of town...
Oh, relax.
So long, kid, and take it easy, will you?
Greg.
Hello, Constantia.
Hello?
Just blowing through town.
You remember my brother Mario, don't you?
Yes. How are you?
All right, thanks.
And Lucio?
Glad to see him.
Hello.
How's the trip, man?
All right, thanks.
You, have a great act. You have the greatest act anybody ever saw anywhere.
Gracias.
Gracias, senor.
Connie, could we get out of here, take a little walk somewhere?
She should get her sleep.
Well, I won't keep her out late. I just want to talk to her.
You can walk me back to the hotel.
Okay. Okay. Come on, Connie. Well, it's nice to see you, fellas. I'll see you later.
I'll see you at the hotel, Mario.
Good night. Oh, my gosh. Let's take a cab and go someplace.
I should like to go to bed. I need my sleep.
Oh, listen, Constantia.
My brothers don't like my seeing you. And I told them in New York it'd all be over.
Did you miss me? A little?
Oh, darling, I missed you terribly. I didn't think I'd ever see you again.
Oh, Connie, I love you. Do you hear? I love you and I want you to marry me. Life's just no good without you.
Constantia, why don't you go home?
Here, what's the matter?
What's the matter with you? Why do you follow us to Baltimore? Well, you see,
You stay away from her or I'll kill you.
Higinio.
Now, wait a minute.
She's ours. She belongs to this circus, not to
Lucio,
you.
Lucio, no.
Constancia, do you want to get up on my shoulders up there when you're all excited and not thinking about the work?
Please, Mario, don't
Mr. Harris, we have had a hard week. Last night we traveled all night. My sister, she's very tired. Please, I, not you, will accompany her to the hotel.
Is that what you want, Connie?
Let me walk her back to hotel.
I'm sorry. Sure, okay, but first you'll come and have a drink with me?
No. Many thanks.
Good night, Greg.
Good night. But I'll see you tomorrow, Connie. I'll see you tomorrow. Beautiful, glamorous girls should never let a man watch them put their makeup on. But you're the exception to the rule.
I don't use much.
You shouldn't use any. Not you. Well, darling, what'll it be tonight? The opera, caviar at the Ritz, or just champagne?
It's about time, Greg.
Well, darling, kiss me. Oh, I love you so much. This afternoon, during the show, I couldn't watch you up in that wire. I left the tent.
Darling, why? I told you how I feel.
I'm afraid. When you go up there, it takes so long for you to come back to me.
Oh, silly. I'm as safe there as I am here.
But not as safe as you're going to be. Oh, Connie, I love you. I love you, do you hear?
Yes, Greg.
What I'm trying to say is, I want you to marry me.
I know, darling. Yes.
Constancia, we're on.
Oh, I've got to hurry.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Mario.
Hurry up, Nina. You, what are you doing here? Constancia, great, you know, the blizz this show. Here's to see him in the Arias, Salida de Nueva York.
No, Mario.
You, get out of here.
No, Mario, I am all right. Go away.
Nina, if you get upset before
the... Get out and leave us alone.
Sure, I didn't mean to. You'll be ready in a second, eh?
Yes, Mario, I'll be ready.
Oh, Connie, I...
Don't talk anymore. Just kiss me.
You're not leaning on air now. You're leaning on me. Do you hear?
Yes.
And you can lean on me always. Always, darling. I'll take care of you... Always.
Come on, another one. Come on, another one.
Constancia! Hurry, baby, we run!
I've got to run. Goodbye, darling.
I'll be down here waiting for you. Remember, I'll be down here waiting for you.
Come on, Constancia!
Well, what's this? You chasing the Valdez family? I thought they'd be chasing you.
Oh, hi, Tom. No one's chasing anybody. At least, not anymore. Hi, Pete.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Harris.
You look happy. You look very smug, as a matter of fact.
I don't feel smug. I feel wonderful. I'm in love, and we're going to be married.
Quit your kidding. You coming along with the circus?
No, I couldn't stand it. Her there up on that wire twice a day.
If you marry her, you will. She won't leave the circus. It's got to be one or two things, and she can't leave.
You don't know her. The circus is going to lose its best act, or the brothers are going to have to get a new girl.
Where are they going to get a girl like that?
I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is, I know where to get a girl like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going over to the entrance.
See you later, Pete.
So that's the way it is, huh?
That's right. This is her last time on the high wire.
Oh? Well, then why aren't you over there watching her?
I can't stand it. Even though I know it's the last time, I still can't stand it. Why? It's all I can do to listen to that crowd out there.
I don't like that they don't use a net.
Well, that's their business. That's why they're so good.
Maybe, but I don't like it either.
Oh, it's too nerve-wracking to watch them.
Well, don't they?
Oh, I can't help it.
Pa, what are they going to do now, Pa?
Be quiet, son.
They got a bicycle up there, Pa. What are they going to do?
Oh, this is their bicycle business. I read about it in the paper.
The five Valdez brothers and their sister will now continue with the most death-defying balance ever seen on the high wire. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Miss Constancia Valdez, the little lady.
they're way up there. She looks like a little doll from here.
Oh, look, they're all going to climb up.
Hey, what happened? You, come here. What happened out there?
Connie, she fell.
What?
She fell. She's dead. Get those clowns going. Get out there and pick her up.
Hey, you, Joey. Come on, come on. Let's get out there, boys. Come on. What's the matter, Pepper?
Pete, don't go out there with those clowns.
Huh?
Uncle Matthew.
Pete, come here. I need you.
Hey, what's wrong? The wire's empty up there.
No. She's up there. She's all right. She's up there.
Let me go.
No,
Gladys. Connie!
Here, Pete, help me. Hold him.
Let me out there. Something's happened to Connie.
Come on, look here, Mr. Harris. Here. You don't want to go out there now.
Look. But what are the clowns doing out there? Why are they all gathered around in a circle that way?
Well, that's just a part of the act.
No, it isn't. It isn't. They're out there. Don't tell me. Oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to.
Come along, Greg. Take his arm, Pete.
Yeah, sure.
Don't tell me anything about it. Don't tell me that I did it.
No.
It wasn't my fault, was it?
No, Greg. No.
What you said is true, isn't it? She's up there. She's up there. Isn't she?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, she's up there. She'll always be up there. On the high wire. Well, she couldn't leave the circus, Greg. No, sir. She just couldn't leave the circus.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Amici again, and we hope you enjoyed our play. Next week on Grand Marquis, we'll be bringing you an hilarious comedy about Larry, the young real estate agent and his wife, Helen. Larry was almost broke when he was offered a fine commission to sell a house. Larry was excited, his wife was delighted, but the house was haunted. I hope you'll all be listening next week when Grand Marquis presents the Mary McSkimming Ralph Hunter comedy, Haunt Me a House.
Tonight's original play, The Magic Wire, was written by Felicia Gazica and produced by Norman Felton. Jim Amici played Greg, and Muriel Bremner was heard in the role of Constancia. The role of Pete was played by Cliff Sevier, and Don Gallagher was heard as Tom. Mario was played by Paul Barnes. The orchestra was under the direction of Joseph Colicchio, with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Your announcer is George Stone. Next week at this time, Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Haunt Me a House, starring Jim Amici.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.